Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. Dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we will inshallah discuss problems, discussions and issues our families have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring, especially their teenagers. And our specialists, they will answer all these questions based upon the noble Quran and the narrations of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his purified progeny. Fortunately, we have in the studio our dear guest speaker, Razia Batul Najafi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Thank you so much for having me, and I'm thanking Allah to having you in this ibadat.
Thank you so much. So we are discussing the qualities of our teenagers, because definitely when we understand their qualities, then it is easier for us to deal with them. So one of their qualities is they are very, very attacking. You know, they don't have this much forbearance. Because a child has different mentality. But when they turn into teenagers, definitely they become a little bit harsh. Maybe sometimes they become very harsh. And in result, they can't bear small things easily. You know, they react quickly and they become very harsh. And again, if parents, they do not understand the, you know, requirements of teenager and this transformation, then it is very difficult for them to deal with it.
Beautiful, beautiful. I totally agree with you that tolerance level is very, very weak. Yeah. And one more point, which, you know, I think the parents, if they listen to it, they feel very much peaceful about the reaction of their teenager, is that when they are sometimes totally disagreeing with us and just they're not listening and they love to disagree, they want to say no. You know, the way they are disagreeing, they feel so much proud. They say, look, I'm big. Look, I have my own opinion. Look, I can say no to my parents, you know. And he or she, as a teenager, he's feeling some, you know, feeling of achievement. And we are shocked and we don't like that achievement. And for them, this is shocking that why my parents, you know, they don't like my achievement. I remember when a child, yeah, in a very young age, same thing happens to child. For example, child is just doing experiment with, for example, with a cup or a glass on the table. So he or she wants to know that the glass, you know, yeah, what kind of, you know, item it is. So he throws it, yeah? Or he just, you know, shake it or doing something which makes some definitely problem for parents. Parent doesn't like it. When a child is throwing the glass,
he or she's thinking, I have done a big achievement, you know. So the same thing happens in teenagers too. Yeah. What do you think about it?
Yeah, let's take a short break. Inshallah, okay. After the break, we will discuss.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Dear listeners, welcome back. So, as you said, when a child does experiment,
and it
breaks anything,
yeah,
then we become very upset sometimes.
Exactly.
Maybe the child, you know, he respects us sometimes. He feels, you know, he fears from us. But when he turns into teenager, then teenager does not fear from us usually, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Teenager has also the feeling of achievement. But we don't understand. Because teenager, sometimes he or she is just showing that stubbornness, yeah? No. And yes to friends. You know, why? Because he or she wants to tell us, you know, like teenager is giving these signals, these indicators that I'm independent, you know, me and my life, leave me alone because I'm turning and going towards my adulthood. You know, he's thinking like that. And sometimes he's confused. Later on, sometimes he would say that, you know, I don't know, where am I standing? And sometimes he feels very lonely because of his change. And he's again this kind of experiment that let me say no because I feel I'm a big. Then he said, no, I'm not big enough, you know. So those kind of stress and anxiety and confusion, that is the very sensitive time of, you know, mostly early teens, yeah. So we as a parent, we have to be with them. We have to be there, present, with awareness, with full of understanding, with full of tolerance. They don't have tolerance.
We have to tolerate this rudeness.
Yeah. Because we know this rudeness is the cause of confusion. Yeah. Not because they truly hate us. Because sometimes, even the teenagers, they have two kinds of different feelings. Sometimes they say, we hate our parents, and sometimes you say we love our parents. And sometimes they are just reflecting that, would we love them? Or we as a teenagers, we hate them, or I'm hating them. You know, so they have all this confusion in their mind. Yeah.
Originally, basically, they love their parents.
Because
of this, some changes, they confuse. They feel this confusion that why my parents are behaving with me like this, you know, why they are not understanding me. And because of these some issues, maybe they temporarily they would think that they are hating their parents. But no offspring hates their
deep down in their heart is definitely full of love and devotion for their parents, no doubt, yeah.
So again, we are going to take a short break. Dear listeners, please keep connected.
Ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal khayrat.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a righteous child is indeed a flower from the flowers of paradise.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are having such a beautiful conversation regarding the issues of teenagers. So you were telling us that when our teenagers, they become harsh, they become rude, they want to experiment something. They want to show us, they want to indicate that now we have become a complete human being.
Absolutely.
We have our own ideas. We have our own opinions.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. So parents should understand this quality.
Yeah, yeah. If they understand, then they will enjoy the change.
Yeah.
You know? And they know this is a phase. Phase means just temporary,
temporarily,
you know, it's not for permanent.
Few months or
yeah,
for a few years.
Not a few years it will take. Yeah, every person is different, but yeah, it will take a lot of time, definitely. But I think we as a parent, if we study a bit, some articles, some beautiful lectures, and I confidently, I will say, the call of Islam radio, wow, this is a beautiful university, you know, and people are getting it free, easily.
And so many learned scholars,
yeah,
they come here.
And very authentic, you know, you get the best scholars. So if you just pay attention to these kind of programs or book or whatever you get, any good information, I'm 100% sure then we can face, inshallah, this challenge and we can cross this period very easily compared to not having any information about it.
So again, you know, it depends on the behavior, because it is a very important issue. I always emphasize that the parents' behavior depends, you know, all these problems depend on the behavior of the parents. If they become lenient, if they understand their teenagers, if they understand their harshness and rudeness, and they want to solve and they want to try to solve these problems, then it is possible for them. Then it is very easy to deal with it. But if we become ourselves, we become very harsh and very rude, so this will create so many problems. Then we cannot solve this problem between us and our teenagers. So having learned parents is a very, very key issue.
Yeah, and I love this hadith which says, "Man tatabba'a khafiyatil uyub haramahullahu mawaddatil qulub." Like if you are just looking at the mistakes of your teenagers, that look, he or she is becoming more, you know, whatever, like all negative, you know,
rude,
like rude, and yeah,
yeah,
and too much expectation and lazy nowadays, you know, it's so much they are careful, free and lazy. So if you are looking for mistakes of your teenager, then Allah will deprive that parent. Here we are giving the example of, you know, us as a parents. So we will become deprived from that beautiful love and devotion and, you know, that attraction of the hearts. Then we cannot invest on the hearts of our children, because I'm always looking at your negative qualities, because I'm complaining. You know, most of the parents, they are a big complainer. They're nagging. They're saying, oh, I don't know what happened to him or her. Why he's like that? Not listening, not appreciating, not thankful, not this, not that, not that. So that means what? Like you're looking for mistakes of your child and your teenager. Yeah.
Yeah, so we should focus on the positive qualities of our teenagers.
Yes.
And we should tolerate these negatives.
Exactly.
Because these negative qualities are not permanent negative qualities. So if we deal carefully, then inshallah, these will be solved.
Inshallah.
Thank you so much for beautifully explaining these problems and
You're
issues.
You're most welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dear listeners, you are listening to IRIB English Radio. If you have any question, any comment, please share with us at englishradio@irib.ir. That's again englishradio@irib.ir. And you can follow us on social media at Call of Islam Radio. Call of Islam Radio. And you can visit us on www.parstoday.com. Thank you for joining us. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.